Hello, this is Mike.
Hey Mike, how you doing? Rick here from Huffman Music.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad. Is it a good time? I mean, am I calling you at the right time?
I think this is fine. I don't have anything for about 45 minutes, so.
Okay, well, all right. Then in that case, I'll try and make this quick. So I want to have a quick discussion with you about the mobile app. I think you mentioned something in the sign up you filled out on the website. So let me start with that here. You mentioned that you're wanting to build a mobile communication app for your members. We intend to send push notifications along with news, operating rules, etc. So I'm assuming this is for your enterprise, right? For supply force?
It is. It is. So Supply Force has about 150 members, electrical and industrial distributors, right? And we manage all of their MRO contracts for them. We have a need on a pretty frequent basis to update, news and information and potentially even push out notifications to an individual or to a company or to a vertical like electrical only or industrial only or everybody, right? So driven off of probably some type of a distribution list or something like that that,
Okay.
associates an individual with a company or whatever. But I could send you kind of a little one slide layout of what this might look like or what we're thinking about. That would help visualize it. But essentially, the way that we have this kind of laid out is you would sign in, right? If you did not have an account, you would go to a registration form
Of
where you would
course,
fill
yeah.
out your pertinent information. That would come back to Supply Force for approval, and then boom, you're approved and you can log in. The vision is that once you get logged in, the home screen contains things like, org charts and contact information for Supply Force, whatever news is pertinent. We have program rules and operating agreements and some marketing guidelines, things, kind of general information like that, a couple of links on there, and potentially even a few training videos if we, change some of our technology stack or something's going to be different for the way that a member would interact with us.
Okay,
But
sweet. Yeah.
effectively that's it. There are a couple of data sources that we would envision tapping into. As well, like contract fact sheets or any signed documents they have that already live in an existing repository that we have in our ecosystem. So whether we would point to those or we would just upload them to a database, to populate, whatever you guys think the best course of action is, we'd love to get your feedback on that, obviously. But I'm happy to share this slide with you that kind of walks through what we're doing. I don't think it's too terribly complex, but we realize that, we need to build an iOS app, we need to build an Android app. Clearly, there will be some form of a user database out there, and content, whatever content may be housed in that database to show or pointers, whatever. And that's effectively what we're trying to do, in a nutshell. So I'm
Okay,
happy
sweet,
if
yeah.
you want. Yeah, if you'd like, I can give you the little flow chart here that I've got, and you can kind of peruse that, or I can sit
Definitely, yes,
back and
please.
you can ask questions. Whatever
Well,
your
I think let's
preference.
start with looking at the slide first, so that should avoid any kind of rudimentary questions in there. So if you could just send me the slide over, do I
Okay.
send you my email? Or
I'll go ahead and do this right now. What's your email address?
Well, it's going to be Rick, as in RICK,
Uh-huh.
dot, as in like a period, Martin, as in MARTIN, at the rate,
Okay.
like an at sign, Hoffenmaser, HOFF, N as in Nancy. And then Mazer, as in Mary, Alpha, Zebra, Oscar, Romeo, dot com.
Okay, Rick got marked it. HoffmanMazer.com. Right?
That's correct.
I will
Yes, sir.
add this all in here. Okay, just make sure I got the spelling right. Yes, I do. just entitle this supply force, and I'll get you this over right now. You can take a look at it and let me know what you think best next steps are, if we need to get into a quick technical discussion or a review, and then ultimately if you can get to whatever steps you need to furnish us, some estimate on cost and time, that would be fantastic.
Yes, Lee. So let's look at the slide together so I can make sure I can ask you any questions off the top of my head right now. And then, before we move forward, Michael, just to make sure I'm following all the protocols, before we go down the rabbit hole.
Rick, I've lost you.
Sorry, you still there? Michael, you still there? Are you there? Michael, you still there?
I am. I keep losing you, though.
Okay, I lost you for a moment. Is this better?
It seems fine right now.
Okay, let me try calling you back on the same number, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right, thank you.